We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Entertainment Schmig brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in July for only $4. I am Tim Convy in for Jen Myers, who's still recovering from her bike accident. She should be back in a couple of weeks. Julie Tristan was doing the Schmig for a little bit. She's on vacation. Just the dudes doing Schmig. So let's talk about guy stuff. Am I right?
Yes.
And now we're going to talk about
Taylor Swift.
The Schmig. I'm not going to compromise the Schmig. No, I want to talk about the Ellen thing because we talked about that this week. It's all kind of just been more riled up over these last few weeks. There was a BuzzFeed article and just different accusations about Ellen being not nice and being kind of a bully. And then it sort of went to the show. All sorts of accusations about the culture at the show, how toxic it is, accusations of racism and all kinds of, again, bullying, really, really toxic culture.
And several comments on our text line about the fact that, you know, sometimes when you're the boss, you know, people don't like you being the boss. And not that they want to take you down, but they don't want to, you know, it's like, well, you didn't lead me the way I wanted you to lead me. So then that also creates sometimes a different type of toxic work environment.
And another part of our discussion was, well, you know, where's the line between a mean boss, a tough boss,
right,
somebody just not being nice and toxic,
right?
You know, and that's a really tough thing to try to figure out. Anyway, with all these accusations going on, Warner Brothers Media, who is the parent company of the Ellen Show, decided to launch a full-blown investigation, which is interesting and getting all kinds of headlines. Ellen wrote a letter to her staff addressing all of this, which apparently she was advised strongly not to until the investigation was over. But she wrote this long letter that you can find that I guess gets officially delivered today, but it was leaked or something, so people have it, and she takes responsibility for a lot of it. It's interesting because she sort of addresses, it seems, more the toxic culture at the show, not her behavior per se.
Yeah.
And she kind of says, listen, this thing grew fast. I've had a lot going on, and I wasn't able to keep an eye on this or control it as much as I'd like, as big as this thing went. But it, you know, the buck stops with me, and I'm going to take control, and that's not going to happen. There are three executive producers that one is expected to get fired, most people say. Ed Glavin. So he's at the forefront of a lot of these accusations with a lot of the just comments, and he's been kind of a bully, so people seem to think that he will probably be fired. That'll be the big, you know, sort of offering to then move forward. And you know, we don't know if it's like, well, 80% of the problem is that guy,
or right,
Ellen's still a jerk and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And who knows, but I don't know, I'm pretty fascinated by all this, because again, you hear all these Ellen stories and you don't know exactly where the line is, I've had friends work on that show and just completely confirm all this stuff, that it is a tough, tough place to work.
But going back to that, did they get to work directly with Ellen? I mean, was it a one-on-one
thing? The friends of mine?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, so...
And she could be a real challenge.
I got it.
But not so much that these people are like, oh, I was losing sleep at night and I had to go home. They're just like, oh, man. And it's interesting. You know, you talk to people who work on some of these other shows, and I do think that the host sets the tone for all of it. I've had a handful of friends work on Conan, and they love it. Every one of them feels so lucky to have the job and
wow.
to be a part. Like, apparently it's just the greatest thing going. And Ellen would be on the other side of that in terms of the spectrum. So, I don't know. We'll move on. But it'll be pretty interesting to see how the letter's received, if this guy gets fired, and everything else. She does acknowledge in the letter, too, that it's, you know, the irony in the show that she says is a happy place.
Right.
And it's about being nice and that this is, you know, we're not seeing this about other shows. So, I don't know. It's kind of interesting. Bryan Cranston, star of Breaking Bad, released a video on social media announcing that he was diagnosed with COVID-19, quote, a little while ago. He said he was very lucky, only had some very mild symptoms. We got some audio.
I wanted to announce that I had COVID-19 a little while ago. Very lucky, very mild symptoms. And so I thought maybe there's something I can do. So I started a program there. So hopefully the plasma donation can help some other people.
So, yeah, good for him. Good for Cranston. Yeah, just talking about how important donating plasma. That's what he was doing in the video. Mm-hmm. And if you're a little squeamish, maybe you don't want to see that video, but we'll get that up at Y98.com. And finally, we'll do some Taylor Swift stuff. A Taylor Swift fan went viral because she went camping and she missed Taylor's Folklore surprise. If you remember, Taylor just announced that was coming out the day before. Was it on a Thursday, Lance? I think she announced on Thursday that the next day her album was coming out, right?
Last week, right?
Yeah, just of last week.
Yeah, that was, remember we were doing an entertainment schmig. I think it was like the 8:40 on Thursday morning, I believe it was. And I said, hey, did you do the Taylor Swift story? It's like, no, what? It's like, you're just putting out an album tonight. It's like, what?
And I had been talking about, what was I talking about? No, ABBA.
Yeah,
and Clint Eastwood. That was my schmig. And then Lance goes, Tim, did you see Taylor Swift's got a record coming out? I missed it. Anyway, so this big hardcore Taylor Swift fan went camping. She was off the grid for 2 weeks. She returned from the camp, picked up her phone, and totally freaked out. She did say that her parents sent her a letter. Her parents somehow sent her a letter, so she was tipped off, but she didn't know how crazy it was. And she went viral. She listened to the album for the first time, absolutely loved it. Then she got another surprise when Taylor tweeted saying, quote, welcome back from your trip. We're all somber woodland fairies now. Feel free to grab a wicker basket and join us. The girl replied, quote, I'm literally shaking.
Wow.
It's the kind of thing you do.
That's awesome.
You literally shake. Anyway, all that is up at Y98.com. Another schmig coming up at 8:40. Plenty to talk about there, including, new music coming out from Beyonce today, Oprah Winfrey and her magazine, and the MTV VMA nominees are out. It's weird to look at this and be like, I don't know that I've seen any of these music videos.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a part of the thing anymore, but that show should be good. Anyway, that's it for the Schmig. If you missed anything, Y98.com or wherever you get your podcasts, just look for The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Here's Lance Hildebrand with a look at your roads.
Illinois side got a report of a crash westbound 5570 near 162 over near Troy on the Illinois side. Show me state.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Entertainment Schmig brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in July for just $4. So you only got a little time left. Get on it. I am Tim Convey in for Jen Myers. Jen, if you guys haven't heard yet, because people keep texting saying, where's Jen? Jen was in a bike accident not too long ago. She is recovering as well as she can be. We talked to her yesterday, but she had her jaw wired shut. Still some wires in there. She'll be gone for probably the next 2 weeks, and then she will be back. But she sends her best to all of you guys, and we'll get her on the phone next week as she tries to talk with her jaw wired shut, which is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
She admits it. It's funny. I can say that. Anyway, and Julie Tristan on vacation. Julie's going to join us for the next 2 weeks. Let's dive into some schmig. This is funny. Alanis Morissette was on The Tonight Show last night performing live but remotely her new song, Ablaze. She struggled to get through it because her young daughter kept interrupting her.
My mission is to keep the light in your eyes ablaze. That often you think that there's not enough, it might feel dark.
consciousness, but it won't matter if you keep the cord connected to the oneness.
It's worth watching the whole thing. It just keeps going. But what did Alanis
handled that pretty well.
Yes. She did. It's charming, and now everybody's talking about it, and you get to hear the song, which is good. So it kind of mission accomplished.
Right.
But you got to think with a young kid in there that something like that is going to happen. What I'm saying is she ought to know.
She ought to know. But you know what? That's probably way better promotion than she would have had if she'd just gone on there and done a normal performance.
You're right.
She's probably, this is going to be huge as far as promoting this song for
her. Mm-hmm. I totally agree, and we're probably going to see more celebrities having kids for that reason.
Really?
Oprah Winfrey will not appear on the August cover of O, the Oprah magazine. It's the first time in its 20-year history that she isn't on the cover. Instead, it'll feature Breonna Taylor, the 26-year-old black woman killed by police while sleeping in her home in Kentucky. So we joke a lot about Oprah, because I do think at the beginning they tried other people and they never sold as well, so they put Oprah on. But obviously a big statement, the first one in 20 years that Oprah is not on there. Lots of new music out today. Beyonce, her new visual album is available on Disney+. It's called Black is King. It's available on Disney+ right now. Brandy, you guys remember Brandy?
Yeah.
B7 is her new album. It's her seventh album. Wouldn't you think Brandy is more than seventh albums?
Yeah.
She's been in the game a while. Mm-hmm. And then Alanis Morissette, like we talked about, Such Pretty Forks in the Road is her album. And this is I'm excited at. Well, first, Rascal Flatts, too. They got an EP out. I don't like country, but a couple of those Rascal Flatts songs get me, if I'm being honest. The Psychedelic Furs have a new album. It's their eighth album. They haven't put an album out in forever. It's called Made of Rain. I bring this up because parts of it were recorded right here in St. Louis. It was produced by St. Louis and Richard Fortus. And if you remember, months and months and months ago, I told a story about a friend saying, hey, can we borrow your Moog? That's my keyboard, the synthesizer I play. I showed up, and the Psychedelic Furs were there recording. So my Moog is on this album.
I just read a story about this a couple nights ago and was excited to see that Richard Fortus was producing it, but I had no idea that this was the project that you had some involvement with.
Well, a piece of equipment that I own was
That's
there.
Involvement?
No, you're right. You're right. And I was in there for a minute, and it was kind of cool to just kind of like say hi and be the guy to bring this thing. And they're all like, oh, that's so cool. And I'm like, yep, I barely know how to play.
Is there like a featuring there? Does it say featuring Tim Convy's Moog? The Psychedelic Furs featuring Tim Convy's Moog.
I got to hear it and see if I can, pick out my Moog. So we'll see. But I'm excited about that. They just did a study and found out, big surprise, people, digital purchases of movies are up 65% compared to last year from April to May. The movie Contagion is just getting watched like crazy. And people going to a lot of Nicolas Cage movies, it turns out, as well, for comfort during these tough times.
They should. They should. Yeah. He got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today, years ago.
And Face Off is just, it always works. Somebody posted there was a meme out, and it was a picture of John Travolta, and it said, good to see Nicolas Cage is wearing his mask during the pandemic.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty great. And finally, the MTV Video Music Awards nominees are out. They still do the VMAs. Music video is not as big of a part of MTV, but they still do the VMAs. And I get so excited. I got to work on the VMAs.
Years ago.
2001, 2002, 2003.
Wow.
And I loved it. Totally changed my life. So I still get excited about these every single year. You want to hear some nominations?
Sure.
Here are the big ones. Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga took the lead with 9. Billie Eilish and The Weeknd both got 6 nominations. So Video of the Year, we'll do that one. Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish. I do know that one. Godzilla by Eminem and Juice WRLD. Life is Good by Future and Drake. Rain on Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. And The Man by Taylor Swift. Oh, and Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. That Taylor Swift video is pretty great.
Yes.
Or she is a dude throughout the whole thing. You would hope that maybe that one takes it. And then a lot of snubs. Harry Styles, Dua Lipa, and Selena Gomez. No nominations.
Really?
I know.
Wow.
Wow. Dua Lipa should get whatever she wants, whenever she wants it, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And Styles, too, you'd think he'd be on there. You can vote VMA.MTV.com. All the details also in nominees at Y98.com. The ceremony will happen Sunday, August 30th, at the Barclays Center in New York City. It's unclear what that's going to look like with all the things going on. They're saying it'll happen with limited or no audience, and that there will be performances from iconic locations across the five boroughs to celebrate New York City. If it's going to be limited or no audience, then why are you doing it at the Barclays Center?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
You do it anywhere. Anyway, check out all those nominees at Y98.com. And while you're there, download the Wake Up podcast. It's real easy. Or wherever you get your podcast, just look for the Wake Up with Jen and Tim. That's how we do the schmeg. We'll do celebrity birthdays in just a little bit.
Y98, it is the Wake Up. It's time for celebrity birthdays. We'll look at birthdays today and through the weekend. We already told you that J.K. Rowling is 55. It's also Harry Potter's birthday. He would be 23, according to when the first book was released. But let's look at one of the Office stars and writers. How old is BJ Novak?
I'm keeping a list of everyone who wrongs me, so when I'm back on top, they'll be sorry. Kevin just made the list.
Hey, I'm just giving the birthday, BJ.
I think he's pretty close to my age. 22. I do it every time. I'll say 40.
I think maybe a little older, 42.
41.
Yep. Had it surrounded.
He is real funny, man. I've been watching a lot of Office lately. He's great. He has a book out that's great. And he did a podcast, too, that I loved with that guy, Tim Ferriss.
Oh, yeah.
Who wrote 4-Hour Work Weekend. The BJ Novak one is just, it's one of my favorites. He's great.
This guy, I think he's an actual sheriff now, if I'm not mistaken. But he was at one time Superman when he was Lois and Clark. And he's also now Kara's dad on Supergirl. How old is Dean Cain?
What do you think?
Well, one thing's for sure, nobody's going to be looking at your face.
Mom?
Well, they don't call them tights for nothing.
I like an awkward scene. 54.
54 is correct. Yes! Nice job.
Thank you. He is a sheriff in Idaho, and wasn't the story that Eric Estrada joined that police department
not too long ago? Right.
No way.
Yeah, like Eric Estrada and Dean Cain could pull you over in Idaho.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I would love that.
Yeah.
He was a college football star as well, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Football running back or something?
Sorry, St. Anthony, Idaho. Yeah, and Eric Estrada is a...
How do they both have a connection to St. Anthony, Idaho?
He's a reserve officer. I don't know. That's a good question.
Interesting.
You're next from... I was trying to think of his name, and then I blew the movie. Major League, Willie Mays Hayes, to Blade, to Expendables 3. How old is Wesley Snipes?
Well, let me give you a word of advice. Always bet on black.
Ooh, Passenger 57.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Wesley Snipes, boy, also some tax trouble. Old Wesley Snipes.
Yep.
However, he was just in the Eddie Murphy movie, My Name is Dolomite.
Yes.
Oh, man, he's funny
he's
in
good.
It. He's mm-hmm. really good in it. I think he is pretty up. I'm going to say he is. I'm going to say he's 61.
Really?
I don't know.
Wow. You've thrown me for a loop with that guess. I'm going to say 55.
He is 58.
Well, we were equidistant from the birthday. We had him right in the middle.
And also born today, he's unfortunately the former drummer of REM because unfortunately he had a brain aneurysm in 1997. But how old is Bill Berry?
A simple prop to occupy my time.
This
one goes out to the one I love.
Hmm.
Little Michael Stipe there. Granite City High School, I think, once upon a time for him.
Mm-hmm.
I will take my Wesley Snipes 61 and apply it to Bill Berry. 61.
I think that's a pretty good guess. 60.
62.
Ah, I went the wrong way.
Yeah, it's okay.
Now looking at birthdays for tomorrow, August 1st. This is my wife's new guy from Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones to Stargate Atlantis to, of course, Aquaman. How old is Jason Momoa?
Whiskey. One for Ahab there. The ocean's raging.
Forty-one. Mm. And then a couple...
So him and Novak, same age.
Yep. A couple of musical greats also have a birthday on tomorrow's day, August 1st. I'm like, wait, where am I today? No, it's tomorrow. How old is Public Enemy's Chuck D?
Fight the power! Fight the power! Fight the power!
Fifty-nine. 57.
60.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Close.
Still fighting.
And also tomorrow, how old is the lead singer of Counting Crows, Adam Duritz?
Right here, carving out our names. Around here, we all look the same.
My first concert ever.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. 50. I'm gonna say 56.
56 is right.
Yes.
That's a. I was thinking the same
nice.
Darn thing.
Nice.
We're dialed in on.
Yeah, we are.
On Adam.
And then on Sunday, we're not done with the music because Charlie XCX has a birthday as well tomorrow. How old is she?
She, I saw her open for Taylor Swift last time she was in St. Louis. I think she's pretty young. I'm going to say 25.
I'll take your 26 that you bailed on.
She's 28.
Oh, okay.
Ah. And finally, for you, Lance.
Mm-hmm.
How old is Prince's girlfriend in Purple Rain? Apollonia.
I know that Julie is off today just so she can watch that movie over and over and over and over. Apollonia would be 59.
57.
61.
Wow. Yeah.
So those
are Apollonia. I know Apollonia and Sheila E. Which one is... I know they fight a lot since...
Was it Sheila E. or was it Vanity and Apollonia?
Oh, is that it?
Is that it? Vanity is
one
is
of them accused the other of like capitalizing.
Or is it Sheila E.?
Well, Vanity has passed away.
Yeah.
So I think you're right about that feud between Apollonia and Sheila E.
And I think it's Apollonia basically says Sheila E. is trying to capitalize too much.
I think you're correct, yes.
Yeah. Well, if it's your birthday today or this weekend at all, happy birthday from the Wake Up on Y98. Here is Lance Hildebrand with a final look at your roads.
All right, we got a stall. At least it was there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.